Hello, this is your Polycast for Tuesday, June 7th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, the tax bill is dead at the Capitol. Now what happens? Governor Mark Dayton exercised a rare pocket veto by not taking any action on the tax cut bill passed in the final hours of the legislature session last month. That means he and lawmakers will have to negotiate a replacement to be passed in a special session or go without a tax bill this election year. The Democratic governor resisted late pressure from people who would have benefited from the relief package. As Brian Baxt explains, the governor says a drafting error made the bill far more costly than expected.
Quite simply, it was a one-word mistake in a 117,000-word bill. There was an or where there should have been an and that was in a section dealing with charitable gambling. Lawmakers were trying to extend a tax rate cut to bingo halls, but by including the wrong word, they extended it to charitable gambling operators everywhere, and that could have punched a $100 million hole in the state budget and complicated financing for that Viking stadium that's almost done.
The $260 million tax bill had tax relief for farmers, businesses, college students, and others. It also had a key property tax break for a soccer stadium in St. Paul. And as Matt Sepik reports, the veto now leaves that project in doubt.
The tax bill passed with wide bipartisan support. It includes around $800 million in cuts over 3 years. Everyone from veterans to farmers and small business owners would benefit. Governor Dayton had been set to sign it until last Wednesday.
I'm not going to sign the bill as it is now because of this $101 million error.
That nine-figure goof-up came from a single confused conjunction an eagle-eyed state employee caught, but only after lawmakers adjourned for the year. In language about charitable gambling, the bill had an or instead of an and. The provision is meant to give a handful of bingo halls a tax break, but the error could let pull tab sellers across the state claim an exemption, jeopardizing a key funding stream for the new Minnesota Vikings football stadium in Minneapolis. Dayton's decision to pocket veto the measure could spell trouble for Minnesota United, a second-tier pro soccer franchise that wants to be part of Major League Soccer. The MLS deal hinges on the team getting a new stadium, and backers of the $150 million proposed project say they can't break ground without a property tax exemption that's part of the vetoed legislation. But St. Paul City Council member Dai Tao isn't worried. Tao says the stadium, planned for an old bus garage site at Snelling and University Avenues, will be an economic boost for his ward. With so much else at stake in the tax bill, Tao says he's confident Republicans and DFLers at the Capitol will sort things out.
I trust that our legislator and our governor will do the right thing, and they'll have a special session, and they'll hash out all the details and make sure that everyone in Minnesota wins.
Governor Dayton is calling for a special session to resolve other issues, and Republican House Speaker Kurt Dout has said he's ready to discuss calling lawmakers back. But Dout said yesterday a vetoed tax bill could be difficult to resurrect because of damaged relations with the governor. Tom Goldstein, an opponent of the stadium who lives in the Hamlin Midway neighborhood, says the drafting error is an opportunity for city and state leaders to revisit the project. Goldstein says the soccer stadium is another example of sports team owners benefiting at the expense of taxpayers.
The only reason they want the tax exemption is because they want the risk of professional soccer to be borne by the community rather than them. If it's not a moneymaker, then why are they investing in it?
Minnesota United owner Bill McGuire could not be reached, and Major League Soccer officials in New York declined comment. Kyle Mianulli with the Hamlin Midway Coalition says even if the soccer stadium is scuttled over a legislative error, the neighborhood will still move forward.
We've sat with that lot being underdeveloped for quite some time, and Midway has continued to be a thriving, vibrant neighborhood in spite of it.
Mianulli says the Hamlin Midway Coalition has not taken a position for or against the project, but St. Paul Mayor Chris Coleman supports the stadium and says the future of professional soccer in his city shouldn't hinge on the words and or. In a statement, Coleman urges Dayton and lawmakers to come together for a special session, saying leaders have only one shot at bringing the world's game to Minnesota. Covering politics, I'm Matt Sepik, Minnesota Public Radio News.
And in other news, union nurses at Abbott Northwestern, Mercy, Unity, and United Hospitals have authorized their leaders to call a strike. Mark Zedeklik reports.
The Minnesota Nurses Association says an overwhelming majority of Allina Health's nurses voted in favor of giving union leaders the go-ahead to call a walkout. Bernadine Ingeldorf, who's worked for Allina at United Hospital for 25 years as a member of the negotiating committee, she says she hopes the vote will show management the nurses are serious about not moving to Allina's corporate health plan and more cost sharing.
What we hope to accomplish is to continue to tell Allina Health that we're willing to sit down at the table and negotiate a fair and honest contract, but that the nurses want to retain the health care benefits that they have in their current contract.
The nurses cannot walk out without first giving a 10-day notice. Allina says it's disappointed with the vote and that it believes a strike can be averted through good faith negotiations. Mark Zedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio News.
And that's your Polycast for this Tuesday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.